This is Brother Frank greeting you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. May God bless you, be with you. May His will be done in our lives as we are looking towards the return of our beloved Lord and Savior. We look back to a most wonderful and blessed weekend when believers gathered from all over Europe and also from different countries in Africa, right even from Nepal. God has blessed us in a very special way, and we spoke about Acts 15 when the question was brought up about circumcision, how the apostles and elders gathered with the church and how the Holy Spirit prompted and directed them to say what God wanted to say, to decide what God had decided, just to make all things according to God's holy word and plan of salvation. Our main subject usually is the return of Christ, the fulfillment of Bible prophecies. Of course, we always have to start with the main promise that God would send a prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord would be. At the same time, we realize that the statements of the prophets are so misunderstood, misinterpreted, misplaced, and many different teachings have come up, as everybody knows, and therefore our stand is just upon God's holy word. William Branham never meant to say a single thing except what could be said from the Holy Scriptures. God's word remains forever, and therefore we have to take everything back to the Word of God. And the final question must always be, what does the Scripture say? What does the Scripture say about the end time, about the Jews, about all these things which are now taking place? What does the Scripture say about the church? What are the promises for the believers? Where is the restoration? Where is the fulfillment of God's promised word? We are not to discuss what God actually promised. We are to believe what He promised, and we are to experience what He promised, that all things will be brought back right to the very beginning, that at the end of the time of grace, a church is established on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, that every teaching, every practice is brought back to the very beginning, like we also emphasized the Apostle Peter in his first sermon, did not only refer to conversion, to repentance, to baptism, but he also said about the promise of the Holy Spirit, and that promise is unto you and to your children and to as many as are still afar off. Beloved brothers and sisters, dear ministering friends, we have to preach the full gospel, and the people have to experience the full blessings God has given unto us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Brother Branham, whom I knew for 10 years personally, had a restored ministry confirmed by Almighty God, and he had the message of restoration to take the hearts of God's children back to the Word, back to the beginning. And beloved, Brother Branham took his Bible, lifted it up before the congregation, and said, "This is my absolute." So, if you go back to Acts chapter 15, which we were speaking about on this last weekend, the question came up about circumcision, about law, about the things which, according to the Old Testament, were very important to the Jews. But now there was a new beginning. All the promises of the Old Testament became a reality in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we have the promise, "I will make a new covenant. I will give you a new heart, a new spirit, a new life." In the New Testament, it became a reality. Brothers and sisters, I believe with all my heart that William Branham was sent with a message that would forerun the second coming of Christ. And I don't need anybody to talk to me about seven thunders, about all these subjects of contention. I need to hear of the brethren who take their stand on God's holy word. Things which were between God and William Branham, we have to leave between God and William Branham. There is no promise in God's word for the prophet to rise. There is no promise that there would be a ministry 30 or 40 days. There is no promise in God's word that at such a time the changing would take place. Beloved brothers, there are so many different interpretations, and every one of them is wrong. The Holy Scripture will be fulfilled as foretold. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13, "And to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend, not a shout, not a message. The Lord himself shall descend with a shout." You understand? I hope you do. "For the Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God." Dearly beloved, I wish to draw your attention quickly to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2 and 3, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. They will not escape, but we, the bride church, will escape that destruction which comes with the day of the Lord. Right now, we have the safety zone in the southern part of Lebanon, just at the border to Israel, and the peace process is going forward, and we see Bible prophecies fulfilled, especially with Israel and the surrounding countries. Beloved, the return of Jesus Christ is near. Please check everything with the Word of God, and let the will of God be done according to this holy Word of God. May the Almighty bless you and be with you. And beloved, once again, I like to make the statement, there are so many different versions and interpretations of what Brother Branham said. Please take it back to the Word of God, and let the Word of God say what you are saying. If the Word of God does not say what you're saying, you are lying. You are misinterpreting. You're misleading God's people. Return to God. Return to His Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say this with divine authority given by the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. This was addressed to the ministering brethren around the world. May God be with you, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.